Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed. I'm going to start the shiur at the end of Daf Chavtesim and Beis. The Gemara at first brought the Meimer V'Bitzak Nafcha, that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yeres B'Shabbos. If you have Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah, and it's also Shabbos, so it's Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos at the same time, Mevi in Shalosh Teres, you get three separate Sifrei Teres. V'Karim ben Echad B'Nyan Eshal Yoyim, V'Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad B'Chanukah. And you read the first one, you read the regular parish of the week, the second one you read Rosh Chodesh, and the third one you read Chanukah. That's when you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah all together. Then the Gemara brings Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalias B'Choil. You have Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is on a weekday, which then you have Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh together, but not Shabbos. So what do you do? So Gemara brings a Machlokes Amaron. Amar Rav Yitzchak Koru Tlosib Rosh Chodesh Echad B'Chanukah. Rav Yitzchak says to read three Rosh Chodesh and one Chanukah. Rav Dimi D'min Chaifa Amar Koru Tlosib B'Chanukah V'Chad B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Dimi D'min Chaifa says you read three in Chanukah and one in Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Mani, Kavasei D'Rav Yitzchak Nafka Mestabra. L'chay L'richter G'way is like Rav Yitzchak Nafka. The Tadr V'Sheina Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, comes every month. Chanukah is Eina Tadr, only comes once a year. So Tadr Kaidim, Rosh Chodesh comes first. Amar Rabbi Oven, Kavasei D'Rav Dimi Mestabra. No, Rav Dimi is right. Because Mi Garam L'Ravi Shiyavai Rosh Chodesh. Which is going for Revi? And Chanukah, really, you'd only lay three Aliyahs. The whole din to lay four Aliyahs today is because of Rosh Chodesh. Hilchach Revi b'Rosh Chodesh. You can't lay the fourth Aliyah Chanukah because Chanukah is not Mechayah for Aliyahs. You have to lay the fourth Aliyah Rosh Chodesh because it's only Rosh Chodesh that's Mechayah for Aliyahs. The Revi has to dafka be Rosh Chodesh. My Avala, so what was the Psak? Revesifam e Meshkichim b'Rosh Chodesh. You don't look at Rosh Chodesh. You lay in Chanukah first. V'rabba ame meshkichim b'chanukah, look at Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh first. V'ilchus ame meshkichim b'chanukah v'Rosh Chodesh ikur. You don't look at Chanukah, you lay in Rosh Chodesh first. That's what the Gemara says. Tur Evin asks that the man the Amunet says that Chanukah is first because Revi has to be b'Rosh Chodesh. Because mi garam sheik Revi Rosh Chodesh, so Revi has to be b'Rosh Chodesh. Why do you lay in three aliyahs Chanukah and one Rosh Chodesh? One Elaine, one Aliyah Chanukah, and three Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh L'Chayah is more important, really, because you really have to Tadr Kaidim. Love is then, you can't lay Rosh Chodesh first, because you have to lay Rosh Chodesh in the Aliyah Revias. Fine. But why don't we say to lay the first Aliyah Chanukah, and the next three Rosh Chodesh? So he says, Avei Harifah Stikatetz. He says, what happens if you don't have a Levi, only have a Kain? There's no Leviim in the Beis Medrash. So, Avadar Halacha is, like we all know, the Kayin gets two Aliyahs. So if you're going to lay one Aliyah Chanukah and then three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, so when there's no Levi there, so the Kayin is going to lay his first Aliyah Chanukah and the second Aliyah is going to be in the second Sefer Rosh Chodesh. The same person. Because the Kayin gets the first two Aliyahs when there's no Levi. So there's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Kayin Gadol, he reads Parshas Acharei Mais. Yom Kippur, he reads Parshas Acharemis, and then he reads from the Karbonis and Parshas Emor, because that he could skip from Acharemis to Emor, they're very close. But then, the Karbonis and Parshas Pinchas, Shebechumash HaPekudim in Bamidbar, that he has to lane Baal Peh. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't you get a Sefer Torah to lane the Parshas Bamidbar? Gemara says it can't be Goyle, because Tercha Ditzibur, it's too long to be Goyle. From Acharemis and Emor to Pinchas is too long to be Gael, so it's Tircha D'Tziburah. So why don't you get another Sefer? So Gemara says, because it's a Pagam for the first Sefer, you're getting another Sefer. In fact, the Gemara from our Halacha, you see here, you get two Svarim, or three Svarim. See, you can lay in one Kri and one Sefer, another Kri and another Sefer. So the Gemara answers there, that if it's the same person reading the Torah, there it's the Kayin Gadol, and he switches to a new Sefer Torah, that's a Pgam. Mashenkin here, it's a different person reading the Torah. It's a different Ali, it's a different Kayrei, so mainly there's no Pgam. So it's Taina the Turi Evan, Ibezai. If you would have the first Aliyah, Rosh Chodesh, and the next three And if we'd have the first Aliyah Chanukah, and the next Aliyah would be Rosh Chodesh, so if you would have no Levi, so the Kohen would have to read the first Aliyah Chanukah, and the second Aliyah Rosh Chodesh. So you have the same person being Oyle, the Kohen, and he's going to read from two different Svarim. That's a problem of Gomer Shlomishin. So mainly you can never have a case where the first Aliyah is in one Sefer and the second Aliyah is in another Sefer. Because it's always possible to be a Kohen and there'll be no Leviim. And in the case of there's a Kohen and no Leviim, so the same Gavra, the Chad Gavra, the same Oyle for Rishin is the Oyle for Sheni. And that can't be in two Sefer Torah. So mainly they had to misaken at least two Aliyahs of Chanukah and then the rest Rosh Chodesh. So why don't they do two Chanukah and one and two Rosh Chodesh? So he says you don't lain two Aliyahs in one Sefer Torah. You can lain three, because that's the Minyan Akruim, Bechol, or whatever it is. They had it, like the Gemara explained, the time what they were misaken the Keneged. You can lain one, because one's not a Minyan. You don't need a special Minyan for one. You lain one Aliyah and one Sefer Torah, that's also fine. But to lain two, there's no mocking for a Kriya of two. You never have a Kriya of two Olim. So you can't have two in one Sefer Torah. Since you can't have one of Chanukah and the next three of Rosh Chodesh, like he explained, because it would come out that the same Gavra, if there's no Leviim, would be laning from two Sefer Torah, which the Gemara Numa says is a Pgam. So you have to have at least two. You can't just have two. You have to make it three. That's the shtickle from the Turi Evan. The Merei Meisada says much more Pasha. The Merei Meisada says, Stam, there's a klal. Whichever Sefer Torah you lane first, lane as many kruim as you could in the first Sefer Torah, that's the Kavod HaTorah, not to give up on this Sefer Torah until you have to. There's Mechalik that from the Gemara earlier, which said that on Parashat Shkolim, according to Rav, you lain three Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah and four in the second. He's Mechalik. He's but Bederech Klal, that's an exception. But Bederech Klal, whenever you're laning, the first Sefer Torah you lain as many kruim as you could, as you could, that you don't give up on the first Sefer Torah until you have to. Now, the Gemara's maskana is that you lain Rosh Chodesh first because Tad Kaidim, and even the other man, the Amar Be'etzim, holds that Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah al Tad Kaidim. The only thing is that you have a special cheshbon here that you need the Revi should be by Rosh Chodesh, because only the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh has a Revi, Chanukah only has three. But we don't paskin that way. And even according to that man, the Amar, Rosh Chodesh would otherwise come first al Tad Kaidim. But Rishayim on Shabbos, and Daf Chav Gimel, Taisus and the Russian Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, ask the Kasha. There it says that if you only have enough money, if you ask, Mar has a Shaila there, if you have enough money, Dafka for Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayayim, you only have enough money for one of them. Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush, which comes first? Do you say Kiddush comes first because Tadda Kaidim? Or do you say Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pesume Nisa? So the Mar there says Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pesume Nisa. Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, everyone knows Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis. But Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pesum and Nisa. Even though Kiddush, the Gemara has Svar, Kiddush should come first because of Tad HaKaidim. So you see there that Pesum and Nisa is Deicha the Maila of Tad HaKaidim. So for Exach the Shaila, say, how come here you don't say the same thing? The guy be the Kriya, the guy be the Kriya Satira. And we should learn Chanukah first because the Pesume Nisa of Chanukah should come, it should be a bigger Maila than the Tad HaKaidim of Rosh Chodesh. So the Rosh brings Rishayim that say, Vais Dais, that there's no Pesume Nisa in the Kriya. Pesume Nisa is in the midst of their Chanukah, there is Pesume Nisa. But in the Kriya of Chanukah, there's no Pesume Nisa for the Kriya of Chanukah. I bezai Taina the Rishayim that the Rosh brings down. So the Haftarah has to be the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Have Rosh Chodesh Tevish Echalias B'Shabbos. We lain the sixth Gavri in the first Torah, the Yonah Shel Yayin. And then you lain Rosh Chodesh. And then you lain Chanukah. The Haftarah has to be the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Because Tad HaKaidim can't say Chanukah is better because Pesum and Nisa. Because you see here clear that that Legabe Kriya, there's no din of Pesum and Nisa. If Pesum and Nisa you'd have by Kriya, so then Chanukah would have to come first because Pesum and Nisa is better than Tad HaKaidim. Elamai, there's no way in the Pesum and Nisa Lagabe the Kriya. So I was like, who would the Lagabe the Haftarah? There's no Pesum and Nisa in the Kriya. And may the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh should come first. So Taisus and the Rosh, they argues, and that's Taka, the meaning that we have, that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, we do the Haftarah of Chanukah. And they say three reasons why the Cheshbon is not Richtig. Why, even though Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, and even though the Gemara there is Mavur, the Gemara here is Mavur, that Tadr is Kaidim, But still, the Gabin after Chanukah is better. One cheshbon they say is that the whole time that you say that Pesume Nisa is better than the Mile of Tadda Kaidim is when you're only doing one of them. When you're only doing one of them, even though normally Tadda Kaidim would tell you two halachas, would tell you that if you're doing both, you do the Tadda first. And Tadda Kaidim also would tell you that if you can only do one, you do the Tadda. That's before they in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the Gemara would say, without the Svar Pesume Nisa's Adif, you do the Kiddush because Tadda Kaidim, even though you're only doing one. But Tadda Kaidim, the precedence of Tadir, is both the chronological precedence, that you do the mitzvah Tadiris before the mitzvah She'ena Tadiris, and also it's a precedence in which one is better than the other. If you can only do one, which one do you do? That the Eina Tadir is Nidchav, of course, the Tadir. But Pesume Nisa, you can't be matcha the Pesume Nisa because of the Tadir. But that's only in regard to if you could only do one. You'd have the Maila of Tadir Kaidim. But Pesume Nisa says, no, you have to do the Pesume Nisa al af the Maila of Tadir Kaidim. But if you could do both, then you do the Tadir first. Even though Pesume Nisa takes precedence over Tadir, when you could only do one, Pesume Nisa takes precedence. But that's because you'll be missing Pesume Nisa. We don't want you to be missing Pesume Nisa. Mashiach, you're going to have the Pesume Nisa anyway. The question is, should it be first or second? Then, Hajr Din into the Din of Tadda Kaidim. That's one Svar. Tzaita Svar is that even if we agree to the Rishayim that there's no Svar of Tadda Kaidim by Kriya, that's by the Kriya Satayr, which we don't specifically mention anything about Chanukah or the Menorah in the Kriya Satayr. We're talking about the Chanukah Samizbech, the Nesiyim. We're not discussing Neiris. We're not really making a reference to the Neis that happened. Shegin Aftayr, where the Aftayr of Chanukah mentions the Neiris of Zechariah, mentions the Menorah, it's Meramah that a Neis was done with the Menorah, with Neiris. There is Pesume Nisa. And Pesume Nisa takes care, it has precedence over Tadir, like the Gemara in Shabbos. So you have a Kasha, if Pesume Nisa is better than Tadir, so how come Rosh Chodesh comes first? The Teretz is in the Kriyas HaTorah. Well, we ask him, there's no Pesume Nisa, because it doesn't mention Chanukah at all. It's talking about the Nesiyim. Mashiach in the Kriyas HaTorah, which is talking about the Neiris of Zechariah, it mentions the Menorah, it mentions the Neiris. There is an Inyan of Pesume Nisa, and that would be better than Tadda Kaidim. And the third Svara that Tais and the Rosh say, that even if you'll say that the Aftarah of Rosh Chodesh would take precedence over the Aftarah of Chanukah, but since we lay in Chanukah last, so therefore, you have to lay in the Aftarah. The Aftarah always has to follow the one that you lay in last. So since Chanukah is lay in last, so for sure you're going to have to lay in the Aftarah of Chanukah. So these are the three timing why Chanukah, the Aftarah will come first. Either because when there's only a choice of Tadda and Pesume Nisa comes first. And by Kriya Satayr, the reason why Tadda comes first is because doing both, and it's a matter of which one is first, chronologically, and there Tadda is before Pesume Nisa. Or by the Kriya, there's no Pesume Nisa in the Kriya because you're not reading directly Chanukah, and therefore Rosh Chodesh comes first. Hashtag in Aftarah, where you mention the Neiris, so you're mentioning Pesume Nisa, so there Chanukah comes first. Well, the third time is that even if Rosh Chodesh should come first, but since you lay in Chanukah last, you always have to lay in Aftarah where you ended. Now, earlier, Taizen Chav Gimel Min Aleph says a big chiddush based on this Gemara. He says, because the Gemara says, Ei Mashkichim B'Chanukah, so from there you learn that, let's say, B'di'evit, they forgot to lay in the Chanukah one. It was Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah, and they just lay in Rosh Chodesh, lay in four leaves in the Rosh Chodesh. They forgot to lay in the Chanukah one. So Taisa says, a Chiddush, and this is how we pass the Halacha, you don't lay in Chanukah now. If at the end you forgot Chanukah, you don't lay in Chanukah. Because Ei Mashkichim B'Chanukah. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara, Mashkichim B'Chanukah. B'Emerson, in our Gears of Taisa, he learns it from a Medrash. The Medrash is Ei Mashkichim B'Chanukah. There are some Mepharshim that say that it couldn't have gotten it from Agamar, because Agamar doesn't say that Chanukah is Nidcha B'Nei Rosh Chodesh, but the Eved, you don't have to worry about Chanukah. Agamar is just discussing which one is first. Elamai, Taisus had a Medrash that says, Ei Mashkichim B'Chanukah, which that Medrash in its context meant that but the Eved, you don't have to learn Chanukah. Rei Sabach understood that Taisus meant Amamish Agamar. Even the Agamar was discussing which one's first, but the Lashon of Ei Mashkichim B'Chanukah means that the Rosh Chodesh is the Ikka Kriya, And you're not mechuyev to lay Chanukah b'dieved if you miss the laying of Chanukah. And that's how we paskin. Navas, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah, the Meis Yosef, in Tavfish Pei Dalim, it's brought down like this. That if you already brought out two svarim, one of Rish Chedesh and one of Chanukah, but you forgot and laying the regular four Gavri in Rish Chedesh, laying the regular Rish Chedesh laying with the four Aliyahs in Rish Chedesh, then you have to lay the one in Chanukah. Because once you took out the Sefer, it's a begam to the Sefer not to lay from it. So even though there's another problem, because the Gemara said before, ain't mesifan alem. You're not allowed to lay more than four aliyahs in Rish Chedesh. No dinai safa. But mudiv to be over on the ain't mesifan alem than to be over on the problem of a begam to the Sefer Torah to bring it out and not to lay from it. But if you didn't bring out the Sefer, you just brought one Sefer and lay four aliyahs in Rish Chedesh, so you already lay the four aliyahs, then you don't lay Chanukah. And who would in Shabbos, and this is what Taisa says in Sawi Paskin, even though you're allowed to be mesif aliyahs, but if you didn't bring another Sefer and you finish the Kriya of the Yom and the Rish Chedesh, you don't get another Sefer for Chanukah b'dieved because you learn it from this Gemara, Eim Hashkichin b'Chanukah. So I just said one Ara that L'chayre, that Taisis is not going like the first Teretz we spoke at earlier, the Teretz that you only say Pesume Nisa Adif when you can only do one. When you can only do one, then you don't say Tad Kaidim, then you say Pesume Nisa Adif. And the reason why Ag Gemara says Tad Kaidim is because L'maisi you're doing both. If you're going to learn that way, so then you can't say that Emeshkicha Mechanaka means that you don't have to lay in Chanukah at all. Because the reason why is Al Tad Kaidim, and if you're not going to lay in Chanukah at all, so then it should have the Din of Pesume Nisa Kaidim. Like the Gemara says on Shabbos Chav Gimel, that we only have one, Pesume Nisa is better than Tadir. It must be that Taisus here holds that Emeshkicha Mechanik al Tad Kaidim is that there is no Pesume Nisa by Kriya. And that we do the Aftar of Chanukah is either because by the Aftar there is Pesume Nisa, like we say, because the Aftar mentions the Nevis, or as the other Cheshbin, that the Aftar you always have to lane the one that you finish the laning with. Now, the Rama also says an interesting halacha that if, let's say, on Rish Chedesh of Chanukah, you forgot about Rish Chedesh, and you started the Kriya of Chanukah, the Rama says you stop in the middle. You stop wherever you are, and you do the Kriya of Rish Chedesh. Because Tad Kaidim, since it's a din of Tad Kaidim, Tad Kaidim is better than the Svar of Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs. When you have a choice of Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs or Tad Kaidim, you have to do the Tad Kaidim. So if you have two mitzvahs, one is Tad and one is Eina Tad, you mechuyev to do the Tad first. If you started doing the Eina Tad first, you have to stop immediately what you're doing and do the Tad first. That's the Psak of the Rama. So all the Achreinim, the Taz, and Kam Achreinim, but to me and the Ramah, the Sugi of the Gemara in Zvachim, and other places in Mufurish, that if you started the Eina Tadr first, you have to finish the Eina Tadr. Same Avir and Alamitzis. Kaidim is only before you start. You have to do the Tadr first. So once you started the Eina Tadr, you've had the Mechuyiv to continue the Eina Tadr. They tie it Kam Achreinim, and they say, Alach HaLamaisa, that when you start the Chanukah Kriya, you have to finish the Chanukah Kriya, and then afterwards do the three Gavri in the Rish Chedesh Kriya. So you won't have to do the Kaidim. Lamai says, Din of Eim Avin Al Mitzvahs. There's an interesting Shuvah from the Reid of Yehuda. Reid Yehuda was asked a similar question. It was the Rish Chedesh Adar Shechalius B'Shabbos, Parsha Shkolim, Rish Chedesh Adar. And what happened was, they forgot about Rish Chedesh. They started laning right after they finished the Kriya of the regular Parsha. They started laning Parsha Shkolim. And in the middle of the laning parsha shkolim, feshteitzach zomun chab, and said, one second, you're supposed to lay Rish Chedesh first. So they didn't know what to do. They went to the Rav, they asked the Rav, and they do the paskin for them that once you start Rish Chedesh, you finish Rish Chedesh. Anyway, once you started shkolim, you finish shkolim, and then you do Rish Chedesh, even though you're supposed to do Rish Chedesh first, I start the kaidim. But once you started shkolim, zeim avin al mitzis, you have to finish shkolim. And he says that even the Ramah will be maskim. Because the Taz frekt Eisen on the Ramah. It's Mefurish Gemara and Zvachim. That once he started Eina Tadr, you mechuyev to finish the Eina Tadr. And then do the Tadr. What's Pshat in the Ramah? Zogt in Eid Behuda, it's because of Eim Hashkicha Mechanukah. It's because Chanukah is not the Ikar Kriya. Because with the Eved, you can be Eitzah without Chanukah. So mainly you started Chanukah, but with the Eved, you can be Eitzah without Chanukah. So you stop in the middle to do a Shredesh on Tadr Kainim. Now, Shein came by Shkolim. Shkolim is an Ikka Kriya, just like Rish Chedesh. Now, Rish Chedesh comes first. It proceeds chronologically. Because Tad Kaidim. Yeah, everyone be masking that once you started Shkolim, which is an Ikka Kriya, you have to finish Shkolim, you don't say Tadda Kaidim once you already started Deina Tadda. And then he says in Shasant, they asked him, which Haftarah should we say? So I do that Paskin, that since you did B'dievid, you did Shkolim first, and then you did Rish Chaydish, so now the Salak Minei, the Aliyah that you finished with was Rish Chaydish. So now you're Mechuyev to do the Haftarah of Rish Chaydish, which is the story that we sent over from the Rosh and from Taisus, that even if you're going to say that Rish Chaydish takes precedence over Chanukah al Tzad HaKaidim, but since you did Chanukah last, you do the Haftarah of Chanukah. So here also, if you would have done Rish Chaydish first, so you did Shkolim last, so you do the Haftarah of Shkolim. Now you did Shkolim first, but the Evid, Lamaisi, you're finishing Rish Chaydish, so you do the Haftarah of Rish Chaydish. That's what he passed him, Mishas Maisa, and then afterwards he's Ma'ayin, he's Mefalpul Mu, but that's what he comes out of Lacha Lamaisa. And now let's see a new sugya, the middle of Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts with the Ket of the Mishnah B'Shniya Zachar. At the second Shabbos, after the Afsaka, is Parsha Zachar. And Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Kadesh Tikr Parsha Zachar B'Shabbos Asmucha L'Purim. They should read Parsha Zachar on the Shabbos before Purim, Lismach Mechia Samolik L'Mechia Saman, to be Seimach, to gather the Mechias HaMalik that we say by Parashat Zachar to the Mechias Haman of Purim. The Gemara says, Itmar, Purim Shechali is Be'er of Shabbos. Let's say Purim comes out on Friday. Ravam Makdim in Parashat Zachar. Rav says that you make Parashat Zachar the week before. The Shmuel Amam Achrin. And Shmuel says you make it the day later. Ravam Makdim in, Rav says you make it a week before. Ke'echad le'tiktam Asiya l'schira. We don't want to have the Asiya of Purim before the Sechir of Parashat Zachar. Purim's Friday, you make Parashat Zachar on Shabbos, so Purim, which is the Asiyah, is before the Sechir. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, no, you make it on Shabbos. Amar Lachkevin Dika Mukafim the Avdi B'chameser. Lamaisa, there are the Mukafim that anyway do Purim on the 15th, which is Shabbos. So for the Mukafim, Asiyah is Sechir B'hadi Adadi Ka'asin. For the Mukafim, anyway, the Asiyah and the Sechir is coming together. You're not having the Sechir, they're not having the Asiyah before the Sechir. It's good enough, and maybe we make it on Tezvav. Now, Kibshutai, this Lashon, the Luktim Schira Lasia, comes Mikayach the Pasuk Vayam Elu Niskarim Venasim. The Purim have to be Niska, remembered, Venasim, and done. So before they're done, they have to be remembered. How are they remembered? Parashat Zachar is a remembrance to Purim. That starts you off with the Kriya of the Inyan of Purim before Purim. That's the Akdom of Schira Lasia. Yishalmi Klar brings this pasuk as the makar to this din. The Parashat Zachar has to be before Purim because Hayom Elu Niskarim V'Nasim. The Purim has to be Niskarim, has to be remembered, Alidei Parashat Zachar, and then Nasim, then you do Purim. Now the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis brings this lashon of Schira Nasiya, that there Schira means Kriyas Megillah, and Asiya means the Mishta V'Simcha of Purim. The Gemara there brings a raya from the Psukim that you have two Zmanim of Purim, Yudalan and Tezvav, and Zmanish Azel, like Zmanish Azel. And there it says, Lias Isim is Yemea Purim Elub is Manehem. And why has the Gans of Joshua, how we know that Krochema Yudalan and Mukafema Tezvav Dafka. And then the Gemara says, Ashkechan Asiya. You find by Asiya it's that way. Schira Minolan. Gemara brings, Tamalayim Vayam Elu Niskarim Venaskim Ishka Shkir Lasiya. There's a Hekish Shkir Lasiya. And Asiya Rashi Taiches, that it means Mishtav Yomtav. That's what the Asiya is. Yemei Mishtav Simcha, like the Gemara says. Lias Isim is Yemei Mishtav Simcha. And Iskarim means Kriyas Megillah. So, but here, Schira doesn't mean Kriyas Megillah. Here, Schira means Schira of before Purim, that means Parsha Zachar. Yeah, the Kedarish in both things from the Pasuk. Now, this Gemara is brought in to a big Machloikis HaPaiskim about what happens by the Mukafim. When Purim comes out on Friday, when Yudal and Adar comes out on Friday, when do the Mukafim make Purim? The Gemara earlier says that the Kriyas Megillah for the Mukafim is Yudal. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because of Gzeir. If Rabba says Gzeir, you might carry Dal Amis B'Shus HaRabim. Where brings also Rav Yosef that says because a name shall name the Sul Kriyas Megillah will be palm from Matanis Levyanim. The Kriyas Megillah is on Friday. But when is the Seuda? The Rif brings you a Shalmi that says that the Suda is after Shabbos. The din of Makdim of Lo Ma'achrim is after the Kriyas Megillah. Now, Shagin, the Suda is Purim, then you say Ma'achrim and you make the Suda after Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why don't you make the Suda on Shabbat? It says, I affect the Yushalmi. Yushalmi brings it, Yashal, Lassus, Isim, and Mishta Vesimcha. Misha Siyas and Tuli Bebezdin. Now, Bezdin is making it into Mishta Vesimcha. Shabbos is not Tuli Bebezdin, it's Kutchi Vekaim and Mishamayim. Klai Yashal makes Yam Tavim, Klai Yashal makes Shabbosis. So, Lias Isim, Isim, and Mishta Vesimcha teaches you there has to be a day which the Asi is totally embezzled, not a day which is already Kaddish Min Hashemayim. So this is the Yushalmi. The Rif also brings the Yushalmi that you make the Suda, you don't make the Suda on Shabbos, you make the Suda on Sunday. Kum Dais, the decree is Megillah is Friday. Like the Bais can say, Shabbos also has a Shaychus to Purim, you read the Haftarah of Vayavay Amalek, and you, which is the Kriya of Purim, and you do that, the Maftar of Yavay Amalek, and the Haftarah of, again, you do the Haftarah of Parashat Zachar. You say Alanisim, because it is Purim, it is Tezvav Adar, it is a regular day of Purim. But the Mishta V'Simcha, that's done on Sunday. And that's a Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. There are Bach, Tain is on this Psak. There are Bach, when he came to Yushalayim, I think he saw they were Noig this Psak. And he changed it. He changed the Midig in Yushalayim. He made the Midig as they should make the Suda on Shabbos. Because he says in the Bavli, it's never Muskit, it's Joshua, that you can't make the Suda on Shabbos. There's a Hekesh, there's an Iskish, Schir Lassia, it says. He's whenever the... And by Kriyas Megillah, there's Dinah V'lo Yavar, which teaches you that you can't make it afterwards. So Mestam by Suda also is Dinah V'lo Yavar. And he also says that the Rambam doesn't bring down the Yushalmi B'chlal. But still, what's the Makar Klara to be Chaylik on the Yushalmi? So often the Yushalmi, it says Halacha, you need to have some Makar to Bavli's Chaylik. So Bach brings Agamar as a Makar. In Agamar it says that when Yudala comes out on Erev Shabbos, so Shmuel says that Kevin Nika Makov and the Avdi Bechameser Asiyu Schir Bahadi Adodi Ka'asin. The Asiyu and the Schir, they go together. Now Asiyu, like the Gemara says earlier, and Daf Beis Mabeis means the Mishta V'Simcha. That's what Asiyu means. I mean, it can't mean Mikra Megillah, because Mikra Megillah by the Makovim is on Friday. So the Mikra Megillah is before the Kriya of Parashat Zachar. So it must mean that the rest of the mitzvahs of Purim are being done on Shabbos. If the mitzvahs of Purim are being done after Shabbos, why did it say it's Bahadi Adadi? Faket, it's before the Schirah. It's before the Asiyah. Often in Gemara, that you do the Purim, you celebrate the Purim when on Tezvav, on Shabbos, not like the Yushalmi, it says you have to push it off to Sunday. And that's the Psak of the Rabbah. And Kama Paiskin Paskin that way. L'maisa Reif Paiskin Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch to do the Suda after Shabbos. And there's various terutzim and answer this Gemara. That's him three separate Mahalchim. First Mahalch is to say that even though you're doing the Suda of the Purim, on Yom Aleph on Sunday, it's still called an Asiyah on Shabbos on Purim itself. But why would that be? A few sources that are said to explain why the Asiyah is still considered to be on Shabbos, even though the Suda, the Mishta V'Simcha, is done on Sunday. The Brichadish's Malach is because Shabbos is just Sunday is just a Tashlumen of Shabbos. Ubir Adavar, I think, is that you're really celebrating Purim on Shabbos. That's the celebration, that's Tezvav. Just you can't have the Suda on Shabbos, Yishalmi is a drasha. So Mamela, the Suda that's supposed to be on Shabbos is Nidcha to Sunday, but the celebration is Shabbos. Like when a bris comes out on a tainus, and you make the Suda at night, the pshat is you're celebrating the Etzim Yom Simcha is the Yom of the bris, just the Suda gets pushed off. Or like the Chagiga that says, the Teshlumen Kol Shiva, Befrat Bashavuos, so it's not even Yom Tov anymore. Avadi, you're celebrating the Yom Tov. That's a celebration. Just the carbon gets pushed off. So that's a Teshlumen of Shabbos. That's called an Asiyah on Shabbos. That's a Pichadosh Yisrael. The Maaseh Shekel says, it's because even on Shabbos, even though the main Mishta V'Simcha is done on Sunday, because you don't do the Suda on Shabbos, because Shabbos you already have a Suda. L'maisi, you read the Parasha V'Yavei Amalek, you say Alanisim. On the Suda Shabbos itself, you say Alanisim. So, Yaisa the Suda's Purim with the Suda Shabbos, because it's not Nikkur that it's for Purim, it looks like it's for Shabbos, and that's the Mechuvan of the Joshua of the Yushalmi. But the Pshat is, L'maisi, you are being said a Purim to Kesuda on Shabbos, because the Suda Shabbos alone has, you say Alanisim, it has Epesa Ahil Kesuda's Purim. So there isn't a Siyah going on Shabbos. That's the Maaseh Shekel Svar. The Netziv says that Asiyah here doesn't mean the celebration of Purim, doesn't mean the Mishtav Simcha. It means the Yomtiv of Purim. The Etzim having a Yomtiv Purim, that's called Asiyah. Even though earlier, when we call there Nizkarim means Dafezim Ebeis, like we said, Nizkarim there means Kriyas Megillah, and Nasim there means the Mishtav Simcha. That's one drush in the Pasuk. But here, where Nizkarim means Parsha Zachar, we're not going with that drasha. Nasim means the Etzim Yantiv of Purim. And the Yantiv of Purim is Tezvah for the Mekafim. That's when the Yantiv is. You read the Megillah a day early, you do the Suda a day later, but the Yantiv of Purim, the Etzim Oisim, the Asiyas Hayayim, that's the Yantiv of Purim, that's Tezvah. That means, I think the Rishayim say like the Nitziv. The Rimul Anil says a Lashin, La'olam Anu Chayav Lahaknim Parshas Zachar L'Mechiyas Amalek. You have to make Parshas Zachar before the Mechiyas Amalek. He doesn't say before the Mishtav Simcha. He says before the Mechiyas Amalek. Mugi Esav also says the same svar, the same lashon. That Niskarim V'Nasim here means the Schir and Asiya, the Schir is reading about Mechiyas Amalek, and the Asiya is doing the Mechiyas Amalek. Somehow, the praving of the Yontif of Purim, that is the Mitzias of being Mecha Amalek. And it doesn't mean the Kriya Megillah, like we said, the Kriya Megillah L'chulei Alma Yadal. And it doesn't mean the Mishtav Simcha either. It means that having the Yantav of Purim, that's called Mechiyas Amalek. I think Rashi says it. Rashi and the Mishnah says that the reason why the Parsha Shnia, you do it B'Shabbos HaSmucha Purim, Lissurich Mechiyas Amalek, L'Mechiyas Haman. In other words, the Oisim is the Mechiyas Haman. The wiping out Haman. There's nothing to do with the Etzim Mishnah. There's nothing to do with the Etzim Mishnah. Having the Yantav of Purim, that's called the Mechiyas Haman. That's called the Mechiyas Amalek. That is the Asiyah. Well, there's no shaykh as to when the Suda is. The Nizak Abanim is the first Mahalach that even though the Mishta of Purim is done on Sunday, it's still called an Asiyah on Shabbos. Either like the Pichadish, because the whole Mishta on Sunday is a Tashlumen for Shabbos, considered like it's being done on Shabbos. Or like the Maksa Shekel, because when you eat the Suda Shabbos and you say Al Anisim, that's a Shtikel, a Suda's Purim Aich. And the fact that you lay minyanah shel Purim, that's called an asiyas Purim. So you're having an asiyas Purim on Shabbos because you're doing different zachim for Purim on Shabbos. Or like the Netziv, and like the Medayik and the Rishayim, the etzim, the fact that it's Purim on Shabbos, even without any of the mitzvahs Purim, that's good for called the asiyah. Two other malachim and answer the kasha from the Gemara. One is the Tashbats that Rabbi Kivegi brings in that goyis. He doesn't bring the tshuva, but what the Tashbats says is that Bizman the Anshe Knesset HaGdela, they didn't yet have the Gzeir of Rabbah. The Gzeir of Rabbah was a late Gzeir. This halacha that we have, that you can't lay Megillah on Shabbos, and who would then that you can't take Lulav on Shabbos, and that you can't take the Nikab Lo Shefer on Shabbos, this is a late Gzeir. But Anshe Knesset HaGdela, Bizman they made the Megillah, the Gzeir wasn't Gzeir yet. So Mela, the din of, at that time, Avadar Asiyah was on Shabbos, because even the Kriyas Megillah was on Shabbos. And Asiyah means the Kriyas Megillah. Mela, the Schira is the Schira Samalik, and Asiyah is the Kriyas Megillah, and they're coming behind the Adadi. That's the pshat of the Tashbats. The Bir Agra says a different pshat. Says that the Rif that brings Yerushalmi had a different Giris in Agamar. And he says, Rashi says, Hachik Arsinan. And this is a klal. Whenever Rashi says Hachik Arsinan, that means that there was a different girsa that was there, and Rashi is being mishan in the girsa. And Rashi says, Hachik Arsinan, ki echel liktem asiyah l'schira. That's the girsa that Rashi has. What was the original girsa? The original girsa of Rav is ki echel the tiktam schira l'asiyah. That the reason why you do it earlier is because the schira should be before the asiyah. Same thing is the next part, and Shmuel says Ma'achrim because since it's Mukafin, the Kari B'chamesar, Kadmi Schir La'asiyah. The Schir is before the Asiyah. So Ibn Zayzai Degayim Fakir, the Bavli says exactly like the Yerushalmi, that since the Mukafin read B'chamesar, when do they make their Suda? They make the Suda on the 16th. So Kadmi Schir La'asiyah, Mela, the reading the Parashat Zachar and Shabbos is Kaidim La'asiyah, Kaidim the Mishnah V'Simcha on Sunday. That was like the guy, and that was Riv's Girsa. So if he said, the whole kash is not shver. Now the problem with the guy is the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Aliyas b'Shabbos Atzma. What if Yud Dalit comes out in Shabbos? Om Ravuna Divihakal Emakdimim. Ravuna says, Divihakal, you read Parashat Zachar on Yud Dalit. Rav Nachman Amadayinim Achlekis. Rav Nachman says, no, Rav argues in that case also. And the Chayyid is Svar is, like Rashi says, because Rav Huna says that everyone holds that Yelena that Shabbos, because even for the Ayarais, the Asiya and the Skira are coming Bahadei Adadi. That's a pshat in Vuna. And Rav Nachman says the Daini Machlekes, because Bahadei Adadi is not good enough for Rav. It's not good enough of that Bahadei Adadi. It has to be Akdoma the Skira Lasiya. If you're going to learn like the Yerushalmi, and say that the Gemara here means the Girsa of the Gemara is in the earlier Gemara when your Dalet is Erev Shabbos, that for the Mekafim there's a Kedima of Schir Lasiya because Lasiya is Sunday. So according to the Yerushalmi, what happens if your Dalet is Shabbos? Avadi, the Ayoris would have to make their Sudom, their Mishtav Simcha on Sunday. So Oy Bazoi, what would be the Pshat in a Daini Machlekes? L'chaira, if your Dalet is Shabbos, so what would be the svara to make Parashat Zachar the week before if Asiyah means Mishta V'Simcha? And what the Gemara meant earlier, that for the Mukafin, the Parashat Zachar is before the Asiyah, it's before the Mishta V'Simcha, which takes place on Sunday, Lefidi Yishalmi. So who adim, when Purim is Yadalant for that Yareis, it should be that it's before the Mishta V'Simcha that takes place on Sunday, Lefidi Yishalmi. Very shver. The ones who ask the kasha is the Sefer Aliyos Aliyo, which is like a biography on the Vilna Gaon. And in the beginning of the Sefer, there's Mechtovei HaRabbanim. So there were two Rabbanim who wanted to put out the Sefer, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Levine, and also the Rashash, who wrote back to him. Mamish have a whole discussion about this kasha, the Marech to be Miyashev, how the Gaon Girsa, which then with the next Gemara also. And Lomitak is then the next Gemara. Right, we have this machlokes here, what's the din when Purim is Erev Shabbos? With there, Rav says, you makdim it to the week before, and Shmuel says that you ma'achir it. Rav says, you makdim it the week before, because it has to be before Purim. And Shmuel says, it's okay, because for the Mekafim, it's coming out at the same time as Purim. Schir v'asir b'hadde adadi. So in Shmuel, we see two chidushim. We see, first of all, you don't need the schir to be before the asir. It's good enough if the Schir and the Asiyah are the same time. That's one Chiddush we see in Shmuel. And the second Chiddush we see in Shmuel is that even though for the Ayaris, for everyone who's not a Mukif Chayim Reis Yeshua Benun, the Schir is coming after the Asiyah. But since for the Mukafim, the Schir is not coming after the Asiyah, the Schir and the Asiyah are coming for the same time, that's enough to lay in Parsha Zachar on Shabbos. As long as for the Mukafim, it's good enough. Now in Rav, Yesh Lachkar, what's Rav arguing? Does Rav hold that the Schirah has to dafka be before the Asiyah? Or does Rav hold that the Schirah could be the same time as the Asiyah, but it's not good enough if it's only for the Mekafim that way? It has to also be for the Yaris that way. Azayi Kiritut Stadim in Rav. And that's the Chayrat Toli in the next Gemara. What are these says? Chalius b'Shabbos Atzma. If your Dalet Adar comes out on Shabbos itself, Amar Avuna Devayakol Ein Makdimin. According to everyone, you're laying Parashas Zachar on your Dalet, which is Shabbos. Rav Nachman Amar Adayin Hi Machlekes. Rav Nachman knows Adayin Hi Machlekes. So Rav Nachman L'Chayra holds that Rav holds both sides. First of all, according to Rav Nachman, Rav holds that it's not good enough if for the Mekafim it's earlier. You need also for the Ayaris for it to be earlier. Because when Yudala the Shabbos for the Mekafim, the Schir is before the Asiyah. The whole Purim for the Mekafim is Sunday. And Yudala the Shabbos, that's not good enough. Because for the Yaris, it has to be earlier. And the second, you see, that even for the Yaris, it's the same time. It's Purim. Purim is Shabbos. It's the same time. But the Torah says that's not good enough. It has to be before. So according to Rav Nachman, you see that Rav argues on both sources of Shmuel. Rav Sai argues that you need for the Yaris. And Sai also, you need a dafka before, not at the same time, not on the same day. The Shaila is, what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds that when it's your Dalet, your Lein Parshas Zachar on your Dalet, that could be for one of two reasons. Either Rav Huna holds that Avada Rav holds it has to be before. But Rav holds, is masking to Shmuel that if it's Al Kopanim before, by the Mekafim, that's good enough. Doesn't have to be for the Ayaris also. The din of the Mekafim could still affect the din for Parashas Zachar for everyone. That's so. Kumtais according to Rav Huna, according to this tzan, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is that Rav holds that the schir has to dafka be before the asiyah. Shmuel holds it's good enough the same time, and they're all maskim that if it's just that way for the Mekafim, that's good enough for everyone. Or you could say for Ket. Or you could say, in Rav Huna, that Rav is in Gansa Maskin to Shmuel, that the same time is good enough. That Bahadi Adadi is okay. You don't need that the Sechira should be before the Asiyah. But the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is, that Shmuel says, as long as it's the same time for the Mekafim, that makes it that it's not called that the Asiyah is before the Sechira. And Mamela, that's good enough for everyone. Mashiach and Rav holds, no, it has to dafka be for the Ayaris. But everyone's masking the same time is good. This is a chakira you could clear in Avuna. The Reid Behuda in Simon Membeis clears this chakira. He goes through Hol Arichas. He's discussing this machlekes we mentioned before, the machlekes of Chanarich and Obach, and the Raya from the Sugya. He starts with the tshuva with this chakira. What's up, Shad in Avuna? He's mefalpal about it. In Rashi, it sounds to me a third sad. Rashi says, when he says Pshat and Rav Huna, Rashi says both Pshatim. He says, Divrei Hakel Ein Karin Zocha L'Sha'avar, To'ahashta Loi Kodma Asiyah L'Sechira, it means for the Ayaris, because now, Al Kaponim for the Ayaris, the Asiyah and the Sechira is the same time. V'Gabek Mekafin Kodma Sechira L'Asiyah. And he says, by Mekafin Kodma Sechira L'Asiyah. So he puts both Svaris in Rav Huna. It's Mashma that Rav Huna needs both of them. You need that Al Kaponim for one place, for one person, you need a Kedim of the Sechira L'Asiyah, and you need Al Kaponim for everyone, this shouldn't be the opposite, it should at least be Bahadi Adadi. Tzarech Im is that what's his Svar? Now, Rav Nachman holds you need both. You need that for all places it should be Kedim, and everyone holds no. As long as in all places it's at least equal, and in some places it's also Kedim, that's good enough. And now let's see one more sugya. The Gemara Amud Beis brings down the Mishnah B'chamishas Chayzun L'Kesidron. The fifth week after the Dalet Parashias, you go back to the regular Seder of the Kriya. The Gemara says, L'Seder Mai, Rabbami Omer, L'Seder Parashias U'Chayzur. You go back to the regular Seder of Parashias, because Rabbami held that during the weeks that you lane the Dalet Parashias, the Shkolim, Sachar, Parah, and Chodesh, don't lane the regular Parashias of Shavuot at all. You mafsik and gansa from the regular Parashias of Shavuot. All you lane is the Dalet Parashias. So when it says Chayzul Kesidron, it means you go back to the regular Seder and you lane the Dalet Parashias. Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Seder Aftaris uChayzer. That really the Parashi, anyway lane the Parashi of the week. You don't have to go back to the Seder Parashias. You always lane the Parashi of the week. But the Aftarah you didn't lane. The Aftarah you didn't lane the regular Aftarah. You lane the different Aftarah. And now you go back to Sidra, meaning you go back to the regular Aftarah. The Machlokes is, during the Dalet Parashias, is it just the Maftar is the Dalet Parashias, or the entire Kriya is the Dalet Parashias? Amar Abaye, Kavasa de Rabami Mistabra, it sounds correct to go like Rabami. Tanan, because it says in the Mishnah, L'chol Mavsikin, L'Rosh Hashanah, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Taniyos, L'Mamadus, L'Yom Kippurim. So Bishlaim Lamandi Alma say the parashas uchayzer heinidika parasha b'chayil. If you're going to say let's say the parashas uchayzer, so that's why on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Tanis, Mamadais, there's a parasha. That means you're mafsik. Do the regular kriya if it's Monday and Thursday. I don't do the regular kriya on the Tanis, on Mamadais. Rosh Hashanah Chanukah is not itself shrei because it could be talking about Shabbos, but Tanis and Mamadais are dafka on chayil. Elaman Yom say the Aftarah Sechayzer Aftarah B'chol Mi'ika Ve'idah Hakad Issa V'Hakad Issa. And the other one says that each Hakad Issa V'Hakad Issa, if it's on Shabbos, so then you mafsik with the Aftarah. And if it's during the week, there is no Aftarah, so you have no Eitzah. So mainly you mafsik with the entire Kriya. Then the Gemara goes, Vaita Uvetaniyas Lomli Afsaka Likum Mitzarfa Ben Yonadiyam Uva Mincha Betanisa. Why don't you in the morning laying the regular Yonadiyam and the Mincha laying the Tainis? Messiah Leila Ravuna Dom Ravuna Mitzarfa Knufi. Now be right, Ravuna said that Mitzarfa is a Knufi, so you don't have time to lane in the morning. Rashi explains that Kasha was a Kasha according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. They say Rashi learns like this. Rav Ami holds that whenever you have another Kriya, whether it's a Dalet Parashis, whether it's Yom Tov, Whatever it may be, so there's no reason to lane anything else other than the Kriya of the Yom. That's why you mafsik to say the parashis. You have no shum sura to lane anything else. When you don't have anything else to lane, it's the takana to lane on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. So then there's a takana to lane and I'll say there are parashis. But when you have what to lane, you have a kriya d'yayim to lane. So mele, why should you lane the regular seder? That's Rabbi Amiel. So Rabbi Amiel's no. You always lane the regular seder. Now you have a kriya of the yayim. So if there are two kriyas, so you lane the regular seder, and then you lane also the kriya of the yayim. Now saying if all you have is one kriya, so behechach you can have to not lane the regular kriya and replace it with the kriya of the yayim. So mele, if it's on Shabbos. So there are two kriyas. There's a kriyas of Torah. There's a kriyas of Torah. So you can chaper in both. You can lane the regular kriya of the yayim, and then you can lane the special kriya for today. You can lane enough Torah. You have two kriyas. Mashenk and Mechel. You don't have two kriyas. So behechach, you're not going to lane the regular parasha of the week. You're going to have to only lane the yonash yayim, the tiniest, or the Rosh Chodesh, or the Chanukah Kedaima. So Mel, that's the kasha. By tiniest, you have two kriyas. You have one by Shachris and one by Mincha. So since you have two kriyas, so I think a chaper in both. You can lane the regular parish of the week, and by mincha you can lane the kriya of the tainus. And that the Gemara says there is no kriya by shachris. There is no kriya by shachris because by shachris is knufya. Now all the pais can pass him like Rabbi Yirmiya, which is interesting because Abaye said kavasa derbami mistabra. So l'chayra you have Abaye and Rabami is l'chayra two against one. So why don't you pass like them? Befrat Abaye is a basra. So the Gain in Biagra in the Pnei Yeshua also points out that Abaye himself holds like Rabbi Yirmiya. Because the Gemara earlier in the Blatt, the Gemara that discusses what to do when Parshas Shkolim comes out on Tetzava, when Parshas Shkolim comes out on Kisisa, it's Mavur Klo that you lane the Parsha of the week on Parshas Shkolim. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka clearly holds that way, and Abaye also clearly was Chayzer. So Fakert, Lamaskoni you have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, and Abaye holding like Rabbi Yirmiya. So Abaye is a Basra, and you have the Rabbim holding now like Rabbi Ami. According to Rabbi Ami, there's no discussion what happens if Parshas Tetzava comes out, or Parshas Kisisa, because the you don't lane the regular Parshas HaShivua. So Maisa, we pass like Rabbi Yirmiya. So the Netziv and Rabbi Yisrael Shtal Tzachab, so why is it that by Yom Tif, we are Mafsik? By all the other times we have a kriya, when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chanukah, or Dalet Parashis, and all the other times, we lane the regular parasha of the week, and we lane the kriya of the yayim for maftir. But when it's Yom Tif, or Shabbos Yom Tif, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, there we don't lane the parasha of the week. There we lane only the Yom Tif kriya. Now, Shaila is why? Why is that different? Why wouldn't that also be telling the Mechlekes Rabbami and Rabbi Yirmiya? So Netziv says, because the kriya of Yom Tif is a different din than the other kriyas, and stam the kriya of Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Dalet Parashas. The kriya of Yom Tif is Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, Naflamin Beis, Vayidaber, Moshe Smaidei, Shem Abnei Yisrael, Mitzvah Shei Karnes, Kolecha Ve'echa Bizmanoi. There's a Bezunda Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is written in the Pasuk, Vayidaber, Moshe Smaidei, Shem Abnei Yisrael, this din kriya of the Parashas Moedim. So that's more chashav than the regular kriya of the seder of the parish of the week. So parashas Yom Tovim is deicha the parish of the week. Hashengi and the other kriyas, the kriya of Chanukah, the kriya of Rosh Chodesh, the kriya of Tainius, all these kriyas, they're not a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. They don't have the same chashivas. And memela, you do the regular kriya. Rav Moshe finds it because Moshe says karav lezet, but he says much more. It's much more of a vart. He says, in Kriyas HaTorah you find two dinim. You find Kriyas HaTorah is the Indian of Liman HaTorah. The Etzim Takana of Kriyas HaTorah was, it says, Vayelchu Shlosh Yom B'Midvol Yamatzu Mayim, that they went 3 days without any Torah, and that's why they did Averis, came to problems. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin, they should have a Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, so that they shouldn't have 3 days without Torah. So the Etzim didn't Kriyas HaTorah is the din of Liman HaTorah. Kriya of Yom Tovim is also that way. There's Kriya of Yom Tovim that we learn out from that Gemara. Vedab and Moshe as Moedem Hashem of Bnei Yisrael Mitzvah Shekaren Kolecha Vecha Bezmanai. And so you should learn the Hilchus Yom Tov. You should have a Liman HaTorah of the Yom Tov. Also, we didn't Liman HaTorah. Hashengi in the Kriya of other things, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim and Tainius and that. That's not an Inyan of Liman HaTorah. That's a din of like Askarim Einam Ayra. We should mention it. That the idea should be mentioned. It should be brought out. It's a idah to the about the Inyan of the day. But it's not an Inyan of Liman HaTorah. So when the Kriyas HaYayim is a Liman HaTorah Dikadin Samela, that takes precedence over the regular Liman HaTorah, even though we're learning Torah ala seida to learn the whole Torah in 1 year, but now we have a different limud Torah to do. So mele, we just do the other one. Then came when the kri is just aidah, just a skar of meina ma'ira. So then we don't interrupt the seida of limud Torah for it. Okay, we make a separate kri for that afterwards, like the kri of aftira. So according to both of them, Sa'id and Tziv and Sa'ir of Meisha, the Kri of Rish Chodesh doesn't have the din of Tekanas Meisha. That's not the Mayade Hashem that Meisha Rabbeinu was Mesakin of Mitzvah Shekaran Kalecha Lechem Vizmaner. That's only Yom Tevim. Rish Chodesh is Tam a Kri of Meinam Ayra. It's not Nichol in the original Tekanas Meisha. And that's the Hezbo why when it's Yom Tev, we learn only the Kri of Yom Tev. And we don't have the Parshas of Shavuot at all, even when the Shabbos and Yom Tev together are Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Because there you have the Tekanas Meisha, and like Rav Meisha Feinstein says, the din of Liman HaTeira. So Mela, you don't have any kriya of the regular Seder, the Parsha. Mashenkin Rish Chodesh, there you lay in the regular Parsha, and like the Dalet Parsha is also, you lay in the regular Parsha, and then you lay in the other kriya from after, because since you can have a separate kriya, you're not mantcha the kriya of the Parsha like we discussed. The one other than the Tziv had was, is that Mavur from the Gemara earlier, and Afchav Tesum at base, that even if you hold L'Sei the Parashis U'Chayzer, and by the Dalet Parashis, you totally matcha the Kriya, by Rish Chodesh you don't. That's a bissel shver, the way Rashi learns, that the man the Yom L'Sei the Parashis U'Chayzer is a pshat, that we don't care about the Kriya of the Parasha. Once we have another Kriya, all we do is that Kriya, if that's what we do by the Dalet Parashis, and that's what we do by Taniyas V'Chuli, because it's not important to keep the Seder or Parshis if you have another Kriya. So why by Rish Chodesh would he be Maida that you do the Parshis Shavua than Rish Chodesh? That's the other than Tziv has. Mikayach that, and Tziv wants to be Naita from Pirish Rashi and wants to say that everyone's Maskim when it's not its Egen Adin Takanas Mesha, it would not be Matcha the Seder Parshis. Just the Machlaikis is if Dalet Parshis is the Raisa Darabanan. We spoke about this in the previous year. If Parshis Zachar is the Raisa Darabanan. He wants to learn the Machlekes Yerim on Rav Abba. But that's not like Rashi. Like Rashi, the Chayrit Sa'ara, the Gemara before is Mavur, that even if you hold, let's say, the Parashis of Chayza, but still Rish Chaydash alone is not enough to be Matcha the Parashis of Shavua, why would that be? Mitzarachian.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.